jerk, 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 and mother jerk, 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 jerk.
13, 10, 60 hit family. You get to be judge, jury, and executioner. Mm. But today, oh boy.
Here we go.
We got Ducko via grandma. Good luck.
I just thought, you know, why not end the year seeing if I can get called the jerk by the hit fam? I don't think I've ever not been a jerk in this segment when I do it.
Well, we appreciate you putting your self on the line.
Yeah. Put my body on the line, guys. I'm good at it.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the situation, right? I've been with my partner Morgan for 8 years. We were meant to be married this year in May. We're engaged. Of course, as you know, the wedding got moved because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
In Morgan's family, grandparents, cousins, etc., they do a secret Santa with all the cousins. Now, the rule is, I've been with her for 8 years, and I have never, ever, ever been in this, right?
Yeah.
It's fine. It's okay.
It's family only.
I sit there on Christmas Day watching the family only do it. And I get involved, you know, I sit there and laugh and throw a bit of banter from the side, you know. This is great. I'm not involved, but whatever. I respect your family laws. Because the law is, unless you are married, you know, you're not in this.
Okay.
Okay, so no boyfriends, no girlfriends, no fiancés.
Yes. And I don't mind that. Now, we were meant to be married, so Morgan's grandma has thrown me a solid and chucked me in the Secret Santa. Right?
That's nice. So you feel part of the family.
Yeah.
The blood or betrothal rule.
Exactly. So I was, like, very excited. I was like, wow, Morgan's grandma's put me in. This is my first year in the cousin's Secret Santa. Like, I fully feel a part of the family. Then I find out that Morgan's cousin, who has a boyfriend of, I don't know, a year and a half. I've never met him. I don't even know his friggin' name. Okay, let's call him Tyron, just for the story's sake. Like, I actually can't remember his name.
Sure,
sure.
Never met him. He's not invited to our wedding, because we don't know him. They're trying to get us to invite him to the wedding. I'm like, no, that's a different issue.
Yeah.
She has added him to the family Secret Santa. She has added him. They're not engaged. She's had other boyfriends who I've met in the past.
And
this cousin has swooped in, started dating someone within like a year and a half, maybe two max. And the grandma, has put him in the Secret Santa. I've been working 8 years for this. 8 years.
And have you said something to Morgan's grandma?
Well, I was
has she given you a justification for why?
Yeah, why? She obviously likes this Tyron character more than
well,
you.
Well, she loves me. She calls me Ducko. She gets around me. You know, sometimes I call her Grammy too. Like, she loves
me. Do you know
me.
What it is? Maybe she heard how much of a cheapskate you are when it comes to Secret Santa. She didn't want you involved this whole time, but Tyron maybe splashes a bit of cash.
I don't think so.
A generous fellow.
Tyron's from Nimbins. So I don't think he's splashing much cash.
She's
smoking some cash, perhaps.
Well, maybe. Yeah. That's what Grammy Morgan is all about.
She's gonna
rig the Secret Santa.
Right.
Make sure Tyron gets hurt.
Yeah, her arthritis.
Yeah.
Glaucoma.
So I just thought I was gonna speak to Grammy and say something. I thought, why not actually?
You were gonna confront a 90-year-old lady about her family.
She's 90. I think she's in her 80s.
Let's call her 90. Sounds more feeble and frail.
Okay, sure. She's in a Zimmer frame as well. Yes, I was going to, because I think this is bogus. You can't do this to me. I've been here for 8 years. I proposed to your granddaughter. She's the oldest. I've been around for so long. You know, I've earned my stripes. And this character comes in. This Tyron bloke comes
just
in.
Swoops
on in, and now he's involved. And everyone's like, oh, it's so great. Everyone's involved this year. It's not friggin' great.
Is Granny confused that she thinks she need, like, an even number? So because you got invited, she's like, well, I need to even it out?
Possibly.
Because you don't need to do that
you
when it comes.
You don't, no.
But maybe she's confused, and she's just trying to even it out so no one of her grandchildren misses out on a prezzy?
I don't know. But 13, 10, 60. Is Morgan's grandma a jerk, or am I a jerk for getting annoyed about it on Christmas?
Gilly?
I think she's just trying to include everyone.
I think she's I knew you two would do this.
The spirit of Christmas is about...
Give me a call. 13, 10, 60. Is Morgan's grandma a frigging jerk? Because this is not fair.
Is the 90-year-old matriarch of the family who just wants everyone to have a lovely day in what's been a shocking year.
No, absolutely.
That's divided her family.
Just trying to bring some smiles to everybody. Tyron.
Tyron
the
included.
Whole wider family.
How
could be
you
a last.
Tyron the Samaritan, who probably makes toys for, you know, poor children.
Can someone please call 13, 10, 60? I need some help. Who is the jerk? Help me out here. Am I overreacting? Is it Morgan's grandma or is it me? Because I've waited 8 years for this. As far as I'm concerned, I'm
you
not a jerk.
You don't like to give presents. Why do you even want to be involved?
Because it's just about the dynamic of the family. I've earned my stripes. I want to be in. Okay?
You're in.
Yeah, but so is Tyron.
And you're not married.
Yeah, but neither are they. And I was meant to be married. COVID stuffed it up. Okay, give us a call, okay? Settle this once. Is Morgan's grandmother the jerk or am I the jerk?
Let's go to the phones. But prepare yourself, Ducko. These never work out well for you.
No.
Matt is in the Central Coast. Good morning, Matty.
Morning, legends. How are we?
Excellent, thank you. Who is the jerk? Is it Ducko or Morgan's 106-year-old World War II fighting?
Who raised 26 orphans.
She's in her 80s, she's healthy, and she's fine. I know all of it. Shut up. What is it, Matt? Who's the jerk?
It's definitely the frail old granny. How dare she put that no-shoe-wearing, dreadlock-having, weed-smoking, nimbin-living tyrant, in Secret Santa after 8 years.
Thank you, Matt.
No way.
Thank you, Matt.
How dare she? That's disgusting.
Yes. Is Ducko somehow controlling a phone
Matt,
from outside the studio?
Wait, but on three, can you guys talk at the same time just to make sure it's not Ducko? One, two, three.
Yeah.
It's not Ducko.
It's not Ducko.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Matt, did we just become best friends? I think we did.
Do you want to do karate in the garage?
Yes! So much room for activities. Okay.
Wow.
I love you, Matt. That's exactly how I feel.
You know what? You and Matt can do Secret Santa together because obviously you're vibing so hard.
Yeah, just I wonder who you got.
Alicia is in Curry. Alicia, pile on. Who do you think's the jerk in the situation, Ducko or Morgan's grandma?
I'm sorry to say, but I think Ducko is the jerk.
Alicia.
Like, it's really nice to include everyone, especially with the year we've had. It does suck that, like, the last 8 years that Ducko hasn't been included.
Yeah, it does.
Grandma was the jerk back then.
But we're not talking about the past 8 years, aren't we, Alicia? We're talking about this.
But Alicia, does that not come into it?
I think, like, if the cousin ends up not being a part of the family, well, that's his loss that he had to buy a gift and it's someone else's game.
Oh, come on.
Look, it's not a family portrait or it's not a wedding, so...
Who cares? That's
right. The past 8 years, you said it, Alicia. Does that count for nothing? This history I built up. I've been with Morgan 8 years working my way into this Secret Santa, just trying to get in there. You know what I mean?
Just bring it up at
well,
every family.
Maybe this year. Maybe she decided to change her rule book or something.
Yeah. Maybe this is her last Christmas.
Oh,
and
don't.
She just
don't you do that to me.
She just wants the family
Josh,
to be happy.
Josh and Madawi on 131060. Who's the jerk? Is it Morgan's grandma or is it me?
A bit sideways on. I think Tyrone's a jerk.
Oh,
what, the boyfriend?
The cousin's boyfriend.
Yeah, Ducko's done his waiting.
Thank you.
And no 90-year-old granny can be a jerk. So
yeah.
Tyrone's definitely the jerk for not declining politely.
Oh, so you think he should have declined?
You're not saying no to the grandma. Sure, that would have made him the jerk, saying no, surely.
Yeah.
Can't deny sweet old gran.
Okay. All right, we're pretty even here.
One each for three people somehow.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Melissa in Boorigal, who's the jerk here, Ducko or Grandma?
I honestly think Ducko. It's Christmas and it's all about family and giving, regardless of who you are.
Okay, I know, Melissa, I agree with you. It is about giving. I'm all about that stuff. But 8 years, does that count for nothing, Melissa? 8 years I've been waiting in the wings.
No, look, my daughter's partner, they've only been together 11 months and he's included in all of my shopping this year.
Oh,
okay.
See, Mel has the spirit.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
spirit of Christmas. You had enough?
No, we got
You're
thirsty
for
I need
more.
To decide we're even. We're even. It
Wendy?
All comes down. It all comes down to one, guys.
Wendy in Belmont.
Yeah, guys, I'm sorry, it's Grandma.
Grandma's the jerk! Yes!
You're the jerk!
Yes, Wendy!
Darling, I've been around for 16 years in the family. New girlfriend comes on for 6 months. She's in there and I'm not.
Oh, what? How does it feel, Wendy?
16 bloody years, mate.
16 bloody years you've been around and she's just...
Yeah.
How does it feel? It feels hurtful, doesn't it?
Well, I'm not going there on Christmas Day to watch everyone help out bloody Santa Christmas, am I?
You know what? Christmas shouldn't be about giving, should it, Wendy? It should be about taking
no.
what's yours.
I think.
Well, that's exactly right, Ducko. Bugger Grandma.
Speak of my language, Wendy.
Matt in the Central Coast and Ducko, you've got your little trio for next Christmas.